class today. Good to see you here. Before we begin, any comments, questions, concerns, or other things for me? Okay, so today, sorry, quiet if you would please. Today, we're going to practice writing classes. Okay, you are going to practice writing classes. We will talk about how you do it a bit. We'll have a little bit more practice on Thursday. These things will hopefully prepare you for the exam, which is next Monday. Friday, we will review the exam in some detail. So, we asked you last class to bring something with you to class today. I brought something with me. Okay, that's not too bad. We're going to work in pairs here, okay? And there's several things we're going to do. So let me overview the activity part of class, and I'll give you a little bit of information that will be helpful for it. We'll go in and out. So there are four basic steps that you will do today. You will write a UML diagram describing whatever you brought in with you. Okay, so if, for example, I were to grab something from the lost and forgotten stack over here, I would see, here's a glasses case. I would try to write a UML diagram for glasses cases, okay, describing everything I think is interesting about them. I would then write that in code, okay, and then having had the code, find another pairing and try to find some way your glasses case could interact with your iClicker 2, okay, and write some method where one uses the other. We'll walk through these a bit at a time as we go. If you and your partner, you and somebody else, if neither of you have a computer, then you want to repair. We want at least one person in every pair to have a computer. If neither of you brought a thing with you, you're welcome to pick something you both know about that you don't actually have present, although it's more interesting if you actually have it present. So that's going to happen. So let me first give some guidelines in how I design a class. Okay, so let's take this glasses case. There are some questions you can ask yourself when designing your UML diagram that I think will be helpful. So I have a list here. I will leave these up during this activity. Okay. So the first question is, what makes one glasses case different from another glasses case? Color? Shape, size, okay? So I've got things that make one glasses case different from another. Those will all be fields of my glasses case class, right? If I want one to be different from another, then I have to know them about them. Another thing to ask yourself is what can change about a glasses case? Well, clearly it can open or close, okay? So I have an openness to it. I also have location, right? It is located somewhere. Just about every physical object has location. You don't always necessarily want to model it, but that could be a field. Okay? So we have what can change are also fields. And what can it do? Okay? Sorry, I missed one. For each method, what do we need to know? I should change the order because we'll have to do that a little later. So then the next question is, what can it do? Okay? So, what can a glasses case do? Basically one thing, open and close, okay? But you're welcome to think about other things they can do. Some things can do more interesting things than others, okay? But that would be a method, an open or close method or change openness or something, okay? And then what can I do to these? Okay, so glasses cases can't do much, but I can do a fair number of things with glasses cases. I can throw them, I can put them in my pocket, I can hawk them on eBay, right? Some of these things that you can do to your object is going to be a method of the object, and some aren't. So how do you decide? It's partly a judgment call, but the general question you would ask yourself is the action in question most associated with the thing itself? Is selling a glasses case on eBay most associated with the glasses case, or is some other thing involved? Probably not the glasses case. I don't think of selling on eBay as something that glasses cases do or actions associated with glasses cases. Okay? But in general, you might come up with some things. For example, a hat cannot put itself on your head, but putting a hat on your head is an action I associate with a hat, primarily. right? I might have an action associated with a glasses case to accept glasses, okay? So you can use that to come up with some other methods. And then, finally, for each method, what do I need to know, okay, about the object in order to make it work? So if I have a method, put glasses in the case, I better have some way of storing the glasses, so the glasses case better know what glasses it has, if I'm going to write that method. So that's yet another field. So some general guidelines, some general questions you can use to assist in designing a class. Questions about any of these pieces? Okay, so let's see how this works in practice. Get with a partner and get whatever object you got. If you both brought one, you can pick between them, okay? And try to make yourself a little UML diagram, a little design of what you've got. Okay, we'll do this for a few minutes and we'll come back and do the next step. Okay, how are we doing? I've got a pretty good UML class diagram. Lots of methods and fields. I really haven't begun, I don't know what I'm doing. I got something, but it's not working very well. All right, let's walk through an example. So, somebody who has what they think is a difficult object. I need your object so I can run through this exercise. Who wants to volunteer their object to be the one I diagram? Yes, come down and bring your object to me. All right, I'm going to diagram it in text because that's going to be easier for me than trying to draw something in Word document. So I'll start by drawing my lines. All right.
Got a box of Advil.
We have a box of Advil. Great, a box with Advil in it. Great. All right, thank you. All right, so here I have a box of Advil. Okay, I'm going to model a box of Advil and hopefully do that without offending anybody with trademarks. The first thing I need to do, what's the first box? Hopefully you can all do this one pretty quickly. What do I want to call my class?
Advil.
All right. Well, I will call it medicine box because I'm going to have to post this online and I don't want Advil getting mad at me. Okay? So I'm going to call it a medicine box. The next thing I need to know is the fields and the methods. All right? You don't have to do them in order. We can jump back and forth. But what distinguishes one medicine box from another?
Pink.
Pink distinguishes one from another. Okay. Double pinkness. Okay. Some boxes are more pink than others. Yes.
Length, width, and height.
Okay. So I'm going to make some doubles. Length. I'm going to use shorthand here to write several in one line to make things simpler. Number of pills. Is it the number of pills that makes them distinct? I'm actually going to say it's the pills. Okay? So I'm going to say there's an array, or an array, a list of pills. Let's say, I'll just use an array for now. Okay? When I'm designing a class, I am not restricted to classes Java already has built in. To finish this implementation, I also have to make a pill class. But the contents of a medicine box is interesting and probably something worth noting. Okay, yes?
Brand,
sure, we could do a brand. So that Advil will not be super mad at me for ignoring them completely. Okay? So I could have the brand. We could go on, this box you'll notice is open. Right? So I could have some sort of Boolean open. Okay? Is it open or not? And so on. We could talk about the material it's made out of. There's lots of things that distinguishes one medicine box from another. At some point you say, good enough. All right. What can a medicine box do? Hold medicine. Okay. So what are the actions associated with holding medicine? I could, for example, pill. Get a pill. Okay. How about remove a pill? Usually the reason we have a medicine box is to remove medicine from it. This is, in some sense, the quintessential thing that a medicine box does, is give you pills. Okay? So that's certainly something I want to do. I might, this is less obvious, but I might want to be able to add a pill. Okay? Most people don't put medicine back into the box, but in theory we could do that. Okay? So those two together sort of allow us to interact with the contents of the box. What else can a medicine box do?
Open and close.
Open and close. Okay. So I can make a void open method. If I were actually writing this in Java, I could not have the field and the method with the same name. But, or I could, but it'd break things, actually. But because I'm just doing a diagram, I can fix the names later. Okay? So I can open it, I can also close it. Okay? What else? I can count the pills. Okay? Anything else I can do with my box? All right, good. So we've got some methods. Now, one of the questions we ask ourselves about these methods is, does everything these methods suggest I would need to know about the box, do I actually have all those fields? Okay? So do I have the fields I need to remove a pill, to add a pill, to open, to close, and to count? In this case, yes, we've got a good set of pills. I also have some fields that are not used by any method. Pinkness, for example. Okay? So there's probably some method that uses pinkness in some way. So unclear what it is, right? But it might be worth thinking about, do I need pinkness? Do I need length, width, and height? If I'm not going to have any methods that use them, I probably don't need them. On the other hand, if I want them, then I probably had some method I meant to use, right? That was intended to use the length, width, and height, was intended to use the pinkness to do something. Fields without methods are kind of useless. Methods without fields are broken. So we want to make sure they sort of match up. So what's something we could do based on the length, width, and height of our box? Yes?
Get the dimensions.
Okay, so we could just get them. Good, I like that. Let's do a get width. And we can do a double get height. And we could go on like this for a long time. Okay? In general, getters and setters do show up here, although frequently people just leave them off. Okay? So I'll write a small subset of them. I might also be able to set some of these fields, but not others. In general, I cannot set the width of my box. It is here, it does not change. I can get the width, but I can't easily set it. On the other hand, I might be able to set the pinkness. All it needs is a paintbrush, right? So I can set the pinkness of my box, even though I cannot get it. Okay? Sorry, even though I cannot set the width, I can get the pinkness as well, just by looking at the box. Okay? So getters and setters, sometimes that's all. We just want to know what they are. But sometimes we also want to compute something based on them, such as get the volume of the box. Length, width, and height are enough to tell me the volume of the box. Okay? I could also have fancy things like Boolean will fit inside pocket. Okay? I can make a method, you give me a pocket object, I will tell you if this box will fit in that pocket or not. Okay? So we can make methods interact with classes we haven't written yet. This is okay. We can pretend like sometime down the road we'll actually do them. Any questions about any of this little exercise? Okay, here's what I'd like you to do for the next few minutes then. I will bring this box back up to you in just a moment. If you go to Colab, you will see there is a class activity for section 02. And one of the things you get to do here is give me some either an attachment or some text. I would like to see the UML class diagram you are designing. Okay? So I'd like you to write it out kind of like I've written it out here. Simple text is fine. You can do this in Eclipse. You could do it wherever you want. Just pop that up there and submit it so I can look and see how we're doing. More for me to evaluate our progress than for any actual grade purposes, but I would like to know how we're doing at design these. Take another few minutes, finish up your UML class diagram, submit that on Colab. Yes?
Both partners submit this or just one?
It's fine for me if just one submits. If you both want to, that doesn't hurt. Okay? Great. All right. I want to move on to the next step of this exercise. I would appreciate it if you submit whatever you have right now. I'm not grading your submission, so if you don't submit, it's not going to hurt you. But I would love to see what you're doing so I can better tailor our conversation in the future to understand where the weaknesses are. Any questions about this exercise? Anything you want to bring up to me about creating these diagrams before we move on? Okay. I had two interesting questions I thought that I want to share with you all. One was, will this be on the test? We will talk about what will or will not be on the test on Friday to some vague degree. I will say, however, that the task of designing a class diagram has shown up on many tests in the past. So it's a reasonable guess that it will show up, something like it will show up again. The other question I had, somebody had a baseball, and they said, and they had all these things that distinguish one baseball from another, number of stitches and so on. But then they had the method, throw and catch. And none of the fields were involved in those methods. Often what's actually going on is not obvious, right? So coming up with the right fields is not easy. In some sense, what changes when you throw a ball is its position and velocity. But when I look at a baseball, I don't immediately think, it has a position and velocity, right? So it takes some practice, some experience to learn how to design classes in different fields. And this is part of the reason why computing tends to work with lots of different fields, okay? Because the classes I will design in biology are different than the classes I will design in business. The kinds of fields I want to model will differ. And it's not always easy to come up with the right set. Okay. So, the next step we want to do, write basic code. Okay? So, what will this mean? I would like you to actually create a class in Eclipse based on your diagram and start trying to implement it. Okay? So if I were doing this, I'd make a medicine box class, and I would add some fields, and I would add some methods, and I would need to decide what to do about the fact I have both a field and a method called open, and change the name of one of them. Okay? So I might change this one to is open or something like that. Right? So I want to have to create this class and see if we can get it to compile. Okay? You probably won't get all of your methods written. That's fine. Take a few minutes and try turning this into code. Okay, I'm going to walk through a bit of what I'm doing. You're welcome to keep working. If you're making good progress, great. Go ahead and make good progress. I'm going to talk about a few things. So, if I'm making my medicine box, the name should be the same as the name I put here. For politeness, it should be capital letter in the beginning, although that's just politeness. Okay. So, where do I put double pinkness? Where does that go in my code? Does it, for example, go here? Yes, that's a good place to put it. No, that's a bad place to put it. We all think it's a bad place to put it. Why is that a bad place to put it? It will compile. No ragged squigglies. What's wrong with it? It shouldn't be in the main method. Why not? Right? I don't want it in main. Instead, it should be outside of main. But what's the difference between in main and out of main? Sorry? How to make them be used by other things. All right, so when it's out, let's actually put them both places and let's talk about the difference. This one out here, this is a field, describes a medicine box. This is a local variable. What is a local variable? It's temporary storage for main. Okay? One of them is describing the type of thing. The other one is just a temporary variable we're using inside whatever main is doing. Different concepts. So we're building our class. We want our fields to be outside, out where everybody can see them. Okay? So I'll put a bunch of these here and add some semicolons. Okay? And that will mostly fix things, except I never made a pill class. I'll ignore that for the moment. The other thing we always want to do is make our fields private. Always make your fields private. Okay? Java won't complain if they aren't, but it might cause you to do stupid things later. So fields, almost copy and paste, not much work there. Okay? Methods are a bit harder. Let's pick one that doesn't use the pill class. Hey. I can still copy and paste. I make it public. Okay. And then I actually have to decide what it does. I have to make it do something. That's the trickier part of methods, although this one is pretty easy. So let's say I return width. Spell return correctly. Is this a good implementation of get width? Yes, good job. No, bad job. Okay, three people voted. Let's pause and look at this for a moment. Get width. Is it done right or not? Yes, it is done right. No, it is not done right. It must not be done right, otherwise you wouldn't ask the question. All right. This is fine, but it's not perfect. Okay, this will run, it will do the right thing. It's missing exactly one thing. What is it missing?
This.
Okay. This dot. Now it's a good implementation of get width. Okay. So the process is pretty straightforward. You just copy stuff over, you fill in method bodies as you need to. If you have other classes, they will squiggle at you. You can implement them. Take another minute or so, see what you can do. If you have questions, you're welcome to ask me. I'll wander around. Let's talk about some other things here. All right, so let's suppose I'm doing my get volume method. So I'm going to do a double get volume. Okay. And what do I need to know to get a volume? I'm going to need to know a double length and a double width and a double height. Okay. And I'll return width times length times height. Okay. I can write this method. This will run. It will work, but it will do the wrong thing. What is wrong with this method? This? I hear the word this, but that isn't telling me very much. What do you want me to do with this? So my general rule of thumb is you put this as anywhere you see blue text. I don't see any blue text. Yes. Ah. All right, so the comment was, I want to use this as dimensions instead of the ones that are passed in. Okay? If I want to know the volume of a medicine box, do I have to add any extra information to the medicine box in order to compute that volume? No. Every medicine box already knows its length, width, and height. Okay? We define that as fields of medicine box. Every medicine box has them. So, in addition to the width height here, I've also got a this dot width, okay? And a this dot length, and a this dot height, okay? And I could return either one of those, right? And these will be different numbers in general. The second one is based on the numbers you supply when you invoke the method. Where the first one is based on the object itself. Okay, so this confuses people sometimes, but when I'm writing a method that is not static, there is a this. If there is a this, I probably want to use this. Let's see how that works. Okay, I'm going to briefly comment out the contents this will actually compile. And I'll have to comment out this as well. All right, so if I make myself a medicine box, as a new medicine box, we'll talk about that in just a moment. I can make a medicine box, if I spelled it right, medicine box. Okay? I make one, and then I do m.getVolume. Okay? Now I notice here that as I have written the method, getVolume needs to have a length, a width, and a height being passed in. So let's say it's a 2x3x4 box. Let's make an actual box 3x3, 4x5. Okay? So M's box is 3x4x5. Its volume should be 60. I'm invoking get volume with 2, 3, and 4. And then let's print it out. Oops. System.out.println. println M. Okay? And I run this code, and I see that doesn't work. I would do it on printout M, I want to print out volume. Okay? And I see 60. The volume of the box I made. Why the volume of the box I made? Because the get volume is using this dot. The length, width, and height I passed in, the 2, 3, 4, were not used in any way. I can make that clear if I change them all to ones, numbers that don't exist to the actual number, right? Those numbers are not being used by get volume. If, on the other hand, I were to return the ones that were passed in, I would see 1. Okay? So there is a difference between values that are passed into a method in the parentheses and values that are already there in the object. Usually, if they exist in the object, I don't want to pass them in. Okay? I just want to use the ones that exist in the object. Okay? So if I use the ones that exist in the object, then I don't have to give any numbers to get volume, and it gets the volume of the box. Questions, comments, confusions about this? Yes? Good question. This is an easy way of testing my class. Often when I am writing classes, I will write a main method so that I can test it. And I'll keep tweaking what's in the code to change how it works. This is a common thing to do. As classes get big, there are more advanced ways of testing that work faster and better. So if you take CS2110, you'll learn about JUnit, a way of testing large classes effectively. But for fairly small ones, I often will write a main method so that I can just run the class, which will actually run a set of tests I wrote in my main method. Yes? Yes, medicine box M equals new medicine box. Do you have a particular question about that line? What does it mean in English? Good question. All right, medicine box M, what's the first part mean? It means I want to have some place I can talk about medicine boxes. You can kind of think about this as getting yourself ready to remember something. Okay? It's sort of like saying, I'm about to tell you a number and you should remember it. 7, right? Now you'll remember 7. If I had not said I'm about to tell you a number and remember it, you wouldn't remember it. Okay? That's what you're saying. I'm about to tell you about a medicine box, you should remember it. New medicine box. What does that say? This literally goes out and constructs a medicine box from scratch. Okay? So as a human, what would this mean? It's mean going to the paper mill and getting some paper and smashing it together with some laminate and putting it into a box and gluing it together, waiting for it to dry. Poof, I have a new medicine box. Okay? And that new medicine box is the one I'm going to remember as M. So from here on out, that new medicine box I'm calling M. Do you want me to speak more about that? Does that satisfy? Okay. Yes?
Can you review again when you would want to have a method be static?
When would you have a method be static? All right, so static. Let's talk actually a little bit about static. We'll talk some more about static a little bit after the test, but let's talk about here first. Or again. What does static mean? Static means not part of any particular object. Okay? So, what does that mean? So let's start with a simple thing. Let's suppose I have a human class, and I want to have a getSpecies method. Okay? It'll do something. Question. Does the species of one human differ from the species of another human? No. Okay? The getSpecies method, in some sense, doesn't belong to any particular human. I am not the human that can get your species and then different parameters get different species. This is static. It does not vary from one human to another. On the other hand, if I were to make a string get name, that should not be static because I need to talk to a particular human to get their name. Okay? So I can talk to the idea of human to find out the species of the human species. And I can talk to a particular human to find out their name. I ask different humans, they'll tell me different names. I ask any human that knows what their species is, and they all tell me the same species. Okay? So static does not belong to any particular object. So if we think about homework 5 that's out right now, due later this evening, right? We have a colored map class. We don't want our methods in that map, colored map class to do different things for different instances of the colored map object. It's just a set of methods that anybody can use. Colored map dot whatever. Just like I'd say human dot get species, I can say colored map dot read CSV. Okay? On the other hand, when I'm talking about a medicine box, I don't want to say the idea of medicine boxes dot to get the volume. What's the volume of any medicine box that ever exists? I need to have a particular medicine box in order to get its volume. Okay? So when I'm describing an object, I don't use static. When I'm not describing an object, when I'm describing some general idea, general method, a constant value, something like that, I make it static instead. Other questions? Yes?
You don't declare method as public,
All right, so we've seen public, we've seen private. There's actually a few other visibility classes. The default one is called package visibility, which is close to public but not quite. You always want to either put public or private. In this class, if you leave out public, it will act like it's public, almost. The whole visibility thing and so on, something we'll talk a lot more about in 2110, deals with sort of why would you hide stuff more than just keep other methods from messing up your denominator. There's lots of different levels there. Other questions? Yes?
Okay. I'm just not really sure.
Okay, so the goal here is wallets can hold up to 20 cards. Is that your statement?
Yeah, like any wallet that you create.
Okay, I want to make a wallet class. I want to be able to hold up to 20 cards, but no more. So that means somewhere I have to store the cards. So let's say I have an array list of strings. I'm just going to use string for my cards, okay? I could probably should make a card class. How would I make sure you don't add too many of them? Okay? Well, I would make it private. And then I would have a public void add card method. Okay? And what would I do here? I would say if the card's size is less than 20, then cards.addCard. Okay? Now, I have a hard-coded 20 in my code. This is a bad idea. Why is it 20? How many places does that show up? If I want to change it, how many places do I have to change it? So what I probably ought to do is make a public static int max num cards equals 20 public static final int, okay? And then here, instead of using 20, I use max num cards, okay? Notice this is static, meaning it's the same for all wallets. If each wallet could have a different maximum number of cards, it would not be static. Then each one could have a different maximum number of cards. Okay. So we do not have time to go on to the next step of the activity, unfortunately. I would like to see any code you wrote, so if you wouldn't mind submitting that, that'd be great. If you don't, that's okay too. When we come back Friday, we will talk about the exam and prepare you for that. The exam will happen on Monday. See you then.